Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The enjoyment and the thrill of beating the Pittsburgh Steelers last night. I thought our fans were great last night. It was nice not to see all those terrible towels swinging around. You sat through the whole game, man. You got just ripped with snow throughout that, if you can get ripped with something else. But our crowd was not feeling a whole lot. Listen, I feel really, really bad. So last night when I was doing my postgame show, we were standing in the way, you know, we were like in the Steelers tunnel, okay? And that's where those real high-end seats are, too. You know what I'm talking about?
No, they don't allow people like me near those.
Well, no, you can see them, though. They're the high-end seats where
they don't even let people like me look at them.
They're the new seats they put in recently, the ones that are down on the field.
I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't been to that yet.
You haven't noticed it on TV?
You have to realize, like, I watch these games. Like, I have to go back home and rewatch them because I do, like, actually kind of have a job during these games.
Right.
A little bit.
Yeah, so, but I mean, when you're watching a play, you can see that, like, oh, there's seats there now.
I'm not paying attention to that part.
All right, well, pay attention next time.
All right, I'll pay attention.
So we're in the middle of the show, and Jamel's standing right next to me. And all of a sudden, like,
ding,
you hear Jamel White, former Browns running back. And so all of a sudden, I'm talking to him, and I look back at the camera, and then I look back at Jamel, and I don't think they had too many libations. Man, this guy wiped out hard.
Oh, man.
Really, really hard. And I don't know if it was ice on the ground, but so there was a stanchion between us and him, and he hit the stanchion, and then, phoof, man, hit the ground.
Oof.
And at first, I thought his head hit the ground, and it was one of those moments where, like, I don't know if you know this, but stuff happens all the time when you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just weird fan stuff that happens behind you, and you just totally ignore it. This guy came really, really close to hitting Jamel, and I'm like, I just got to tell you, there's a guy that just wiped out next to Jamel, and he is probably in some pain right now, and he's going to have trouble waking up in the morning. I mean, he was hurting.
Oh, that stinks.
He was hurting. But you know the worst part about it? I watched this guy, and there were like three people, and security helped him back up, and I don't really think he was wasted.
Well, no, but you get that much snow and wet, and it compresses.
When you put it on a plastic mat, right?
Put it on a plastic mat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. You're just asking for trouble.
So what happened? So now I turn, and I go back to the camera, and I'm still talking about the game. And out of the corner of my eye, I see one guy run up to another guy with his phone, and he's like, check this out. I got it all on video. What has happened to us? Is there any compassion in the world anymore?
No, because I have no idea why that is. And this is a really deep conversation, but like something has happened where now things immediately take place and our thought process is grab our phone and not check to make sure that the human that's bleeding is okay. Or to make sure that we're calling a paramedic to come help them
or something like that.
Instead, we're more concerned about getting the video of it so that we can post it on all of our social channels and hope it goes viral of, you know, big man fall down, go boom, and then everybody can giggle at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a more phone calls. It is a Browns Therapy Friday. Get it off your chest. Browns coming up with that big, big, big win. It's a big win because it's Pittsburgh. I don't know if it's a big win for the standings, but it's a big win because it's over Pittsburgh. And it was a lot of fun when you saw all the snow falling last night. 24-19, the final. Rodney's in Litchfield. Hi, Rodney. How are you?
Hi, Rodney.
Hey, guys. I was going to talk about Browns, but I'll tell you, 2 years ago, we witnessed a guy fall from the upper deck and almost landed.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, when I was a kid, I couldn't sleep at night. Hang on, just real quick. When I was a kid and we'd go down to Municipal, I used to have, like, I was really scared to go sit in the upper deck because of those catwalks that got you there, right? Remember those? And I was always like, oh. And then sometimes you get up there, it's pretty steep. I'll tell you, the only time I've ever felt that feeling again is in Dallas at Jerry World. If you're in the upper deck seats there, dude,
I heard that.
They are really steep.
Really?
Really steep.
Huh.
You can only have like a 2-foot railing, because if not, you wouldn't be able to see the game if you were sitting in the lower seat.
Oh, good man. Golly. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
This guy supposedly survived it. He busted his leg. I mean, there was a puddle under him of blood. I had to move. I couldn't sit there anymore.
Oh, man. Dude. That's a bad story.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's an ugly one. Hey,
I got one more. Do you remember? And some folks might remember this. Was it Red Right 88? What was the game against the Steelers? Right. That was Red Right 88.
81.
And how cold it was there. And I remember I was with my dad. And there was a guy who was wearing, like, Carhartts, okay? And he was running around the stadium the whole game. Like, if you were there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And he had, like, some kind of metal belt that was keeping them on, like this little hook on the back so that the bottom of his pants wouldn't fall out. And you could see he was, like, you could watch him go. I assume it's hypothermia. He turned completely red during the game because he wasn't wearing his shirt. And, like, I want to say my dad said that guy didn't make it. So either that guy didn't make it or my dad was trying to say, don't ever be a fool and run around when it's that cold without any clothes on.
I wonder how many people went to the hospital after that game, because there was numerous guys running around. We were at third base. Remember where third base used to be, where the dirt was? That's where our seats were at.
Oh, so we were behind home plate. We used to sit behind home plate. We had
right around the corner from you.
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember this. There used to be a scoreboard that was on one of those catwalks into the loges, right? And it was underneath, it was where home plate was, and my dad used to run that. But what was crazy was they gave him two seats to do the job, but one of the seats was behind a pole. And that was the one I got to sit in.
Yeah, definitely. So the thing I wanted to mention about the Browns and Stefanski and a couple things. One of the elephants in the room that I still haven't figured out, you guys are closer to it than me, whose decision was it to play Baker 2 years ago or now three? I still can't understand why that guy was out in the field. We all saw what happened that year.
Yeah.
And I give the guy credit for being out there. Now,
I do too.
The guy screening the call said it was Baker's call. Okay, if it's Baker's call, this ownership has a problem, because the players never run the, you know, the insane asylum, right? It's not the nuts that run it. It's the people in charge. So if Baker made the decision to play that year, I've got other questions I'd want to ask. But with the
Rodney, let me throw this at you real quick. And if you're a player, right, and you want to play, and they're asking you what your pain threshold is. So let's just say, you know, we all know that smiley face chart that's, you know, 0 to 10, and they ask you how you're feeling, and you know it's a 10 because you want to keep playing. But you're going to turn back, oh, it's like a 2. It doesn't, you know, I don't really feel it, and you fake it. Who are you supposed to be mad at then?
I'm going to be mad when I watch, and I'm a professional making decisions, that he wasn't capable of being out there. It was a poor decision. And not only, and I'm not saying getting rid of him. I'm not saying I would have kept him. I'm not saying he's going to win a championship. But here's the other thing. Not only did we get somebody to come in town that didn't want to be here, we overpaid for him financially and player personnel, 5 draft picks. That trade set us back 5 or 6 years. You cannot make a decision in pro sports that's going to set you back 5 or 6 years. You can't even name another decision like that. Even if you sign Aaron Rodgers, you didn't give up so much for Aaron Rodgers that it's going to set you back 5 years if it doesn't work out. And my other thing about Stefanski, I like him. I don't think I would get rid of him, but I will say this. I'm not sure I would have gotten rid of Bickerstaff, and look where we're at right now.
Good point. That's a great point. Hey, Rodney, have a great weekend. Appreciate you. Enjoy this Therapy Friday, this Victory Friday for the Browns.
Gentlemen, news coming down from the New York Giants, a statement from John Mara on Daniel Jones saying, Daniel came to see me this morning and asked if we would release him. We mutually agreed that would be best for him and for the team. Ooh. So Daniel Jones has been released by the New York Giants.
All right, let's talk more about that. We'll talk about what BA had to say. Plenty more to come right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The